Hi. Welcome. This is Evan, and today I'm going to talk with you about the steel trap that is the teenage brain. Let's start by going back in time to your own adolescence. Yes, once upon a time, you were somewhere between the ages of 12 and 24. Now, I want you to try to remember what your favorite music was back then. What were you listening to when you were a teenager? Got it? Good. Now, think for a moment. Do you ever still listen to that music? When you listen to that music, what does it bring up in you? I'm asking you this for a couple of reasons. One, I was listening to an album that I first heard in college the other day, and I felt a flooding of emotion. An almost soaring feeling washed over me. It really grounded home something that I know intellectually about teens, but doesn't necessarily come to mind all the time. And this thing is that the combination of the developmental task of identity formation and individuation and all of the stuff that's going on in the teenage brain combine to create really deep-seated memories. Memories that hold strong emotions, images, sensations, and a sense of self. We associate ourselves with the identity we form in high school, for better or for worse, and that's not where it all ends. We, of course, know that. But it's a big part of who we are. I'm really excited about my work with teens these days because I'm so aware of how what teens construct now impacts who they are in the long term. And what I'm seeing is that through authentic conversation, and what authentic conversation means for me is nudging teens to think more, consider more, wonder more, examine more, so that they get really clear about what does matter to them, not just what matters to their peers or what they're saying, which is also, by the way, really important to them for good reasons, but I'll get to that another time. But what I'm seeing is that these authentic conversations are producing clear understanding and convictions in the teens that I'm working with. So here's the thing. I don't have a magic wand. Parents can do this too. I do have some distance and training, but parents can cultivate the same things that work so well for me in their own relationship with their teen. And one big key is something that I just mentioned above. It's this concept of nudging through authentic conversation and curiosity. Now, if you play 20 questions with your teen, you're not going to help them build anything but a wall. However, if you can find a way to be truly curious with your teen, to really wonder in a non-judgmental way, you will find that your teen has amazing answers and ideas, and that the very thing, and that very thing will help them grow strong roots in their mind that will last a lifetime. So, get curious with your teen and see what you and they can learn. That's all for today's Teen Tidbit. Thank you so much, and I look forward to sharing more with you next time.